Thank you very much. Item number eight.
Item number eight from the Director, Department of Transportation, submitting notification of a potential revenue deficit in the amount of $585,000 as of July 1st, 2013. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Brian Dranzig, Director of Transportation, along with Clark Wontok, Director of Highway Operations, here this morning to notify the committee of a potential revenue deficit of $585,000 in the highway division. The deficit, as it stands, is projected based on a change in the state reimbursement rate from what the budgeted amount was to what the actual calculation of reimbursement is. Discovery was made once we received that rate change in March and then looked at what we have been reimbursing the state up until now. One of the reasons that we're here at this point in time is that through our billing cycle and our process, we have a substantially older billing system that at this point in time we have information through the March billing period. And so it has that amount of lag time. So we're here to identify the fact that potential deficit is there. However, we do have an action plan that we've identified in the report that we think can recover that deficit by year's end, and I can go through that if you'd like.
Briefly.
Sure.
Thank you.
What we anticipate doing in terms to recover that deficit is to shift some hours from what would otherwise be county work to state work to gain about $200,000 of that deficit. What we would do there is basically provide a monitoring basis of the county work that we would do and work with the state to bill more hours towards their work that they requested. The work is available from the state. We know that based on the needs that are there for maintaining the state's system and network. In doing so, we would also have a levy savings from the work not performed on the county side of about $90,000. We would look to potentially hire our seasonal help a little earlier in the year, dedicating them towards state work, which would potentially get us about $100,000. We do some work for transit in terms of putting in bus pads. That could be about $40,000 worth of work to the Department in Revenue. We would also look to do some overtime work, which is something that the state requests actually for different things. And about 500 hours worth of overtime would get us about $55,000 in recovery of revenue. In addition, if we were to advance some purchasing for state-based materials, that could be about $100,000 in revenue. And then we've projected one winter incident above the average of what we budget for. That gains us about $160,000. And when I say incident, that's either a snow event or a salting operation or something of that nature. That number varies really depending on when that is, if that's a weekday or a weekend, but this is basically our what we would project as an average rate. In totality of those particular revenue recovery items, that would be sufficient to recover that deficit, and we do believe that that's achievable.
Thank you. Mr. Wontok, did you want to add anything?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I just wanted to say it's a pleasure being in front of you for my first time as the Director of Highway Operations. It's been 6 months now. Unfortunately, I'm here on a matter of a deficit rather than a surplus, as you heard earlier. But I think that with Brian and I looking at the situation, coming up with a plan to address that situation early in the process is very important. I think it's self-explanatory.
Thank you very much. Committee Clerk Jensen, I don't recall. Did you indicate that the Transportation Committee took any action on this particular? was any
I do not believe that this was reported to TPWT. The following item.
It was not in front of them?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, it was not.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Haas, thank you, Director. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for the gentleman. One of the action points in your strategy here is to reduce county work on county trunk highways. I'm just curious what sort of an impact this might have then on existing needs for work on those trunk highways. Obviously, I don't have many in my district that I receive frequent calls about, but I know my colleagues to the south and west have a little more interest in that item. And also, Mr. Wontok and Mr. Dranzik, you were very effective in finding a good way to deal with an ongoing issue from the 14th District, which is, of course, the East Layton Washboard. And I would hope that you might be able to find similar systems that can yield similarly positive results for all citizens affected here within.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, certainly it's we're not going to let anything get to a point of neglect. It's a matter of monitoring and watching how the severity of the condition gets. The amount of reduction that we're talking about is I think roughly about a third of the available hours that we would have from basically now until October. So we have been providing a level of service appropriate to handle the county work, and we think that that level should be there going forward. It's just a matter of if we have a decision to make on whether or not we take on a higher cost item now versus perhaps into a little bit later, that's what we'll do. The other side of that is we're watching as we go throughout our billing process to see how we're recovering revenue from the state, and we're going to make adjustments during that point in time as well. So as we go through the April billing cycle and the May billing and those types of things, if we're projecting that those hours can be added back in, that's what we're going to do. So those are the ways in which we're monitoring and making sure that we're not in a position where we're just not going to do things, and that's not the approach we're going to take. If there's a need, we're going to make sure it gets done. As I think we've hopefully demonstrated over the spring, it's been a pretty wet spring, and there's been a lot of requests for mowing and garbage pickup and things like that, and we've tried to address those concerns as best we could, and I think we're hopefully at a place where we're on top of that now, but we did kind of have a more difficult than usual spring to keep up with those activities. But so those are the types of things that we're going to look to do. In terms of your other question about what type of funding programs there are for various things, this is really more on the operations side. So I think it's more of a matter of working with the state and coordinating some of their projects. One of the things this does as the rate changes is it actually allows the state more hours, in essence. So I think they're looking at it as a standpoint from can they do a little bit more work this year as opposed to other years. So I think we're working with them to make sure that the needs of the system in total, the interstate system and so on, are being covered. So those are the things we're doing. And I don't know if you have anything more to add to that, Clerk.
I would just like to add that those items of safety definitely would not be neglected in any way, shape, or form. We will be responding to those.
Mr. Chairman, if I may briefly add that the MCDOT has been very helpful when I have had constituent requests for action, especially along the freeways. And so we... On behalf of my constituents, thank you. Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a question about on page 91. It mentioned the 3-week mowing cycle. You were talking about the impact that these changes could have on constituent services in a way. And right here it talks about increasing mowing, but also reducing litter pickup. I didn't understand that point.
Actually, it's increasing the 3 weeks to go to a 4 week cycle.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
So that would be the savings. Yes.
Gotcha.
As much as we have a problem in front of us, there was a problem in front of us, and the Department of Transportation has come up with a creative way to deal with this deficit, I would entertain a motion to receive and place on file so that everyone
get more money from you.
Supervisor Romo West moves to receive and place on file so that other members of the board may have this information. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you. And again, my reason for thinking that something like this should happen so that there's a problem, there's an action plan to deal with the problem. So particularly for those who have less experience on the board, it's an opportunity for to see them how at least the department is addressing